I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
The Wolf of Wall Street was on the other day when I was flipping through channel. Great family film.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
I'm a naturally inquisitive person.
Holding everybody accountable.
If you feel better about that, I'm happy to do so.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Bruston Norton.
Kyle Bruston Norton across ESPN Wisconsin. UKBN Nation 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Joining us now is Jason Wilde. Listen to Jason on the ESPN Wisconsin app. 100.5 ESPN Madison, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, YouTube. But just know, you can download the ESPN Wisconsin app and boom, it opens up. You have everything you need right in the palm of your hand. Jason, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Doing well. I think we need to maybe send a little wellness check to the Nortman household because I asked him what percent chance he truly believes the Packers will draft a wide receiver in the first round. He said 75%. Don't you think that's just a little too high?
Book it, Jason. Book it.
Dude, we're all guessing, so who are we to say he's too high? No one knows. We don't know who's going to be there. We don't know if Goody is going to be tempted. What if Tet McMillan falls somehow right into his lap? Like, that's we don't know what we don't know. And what we don't know is who'll be available and if he even likes the ones that might be available. It's possible that all the appealing wide receivers will be gonzo by the time he goes on the clock, in which case that percentage – I always love the percentages of winning games when they do that during games. Like, what was Duke, like 91% or something like that?
Win probability.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, you don't know what a team's going to do down the stretch. And when you force turnovers the way Houston did and choke the way Duke did, that's how you lose the game. So we'll see what's available. But Norty, I love the fact that you're thinking – history is going to be made on Thursday night in Green Bay.
I want fireworks Thursday night in Green Bay, Jason. I want fireworks. I actually think it's going to happen. But a separate question that I have is, you know, Goody has a history of drafting, like solid starters, right? They're not making Pro Bowls. They're not making All Pros, but they're solid, right? That kind of was what makes up the team, which makes them good. What do you think would help this team more? If Goody drafted one All-Pro at a position of need, you can pick whichever one you want, and everyone else is just sort of mid, or if he drafted, like, you know, four standard Goody starters.
Yeah, so everyone else would be – what do you mean by everyone else would be mid? That means none of them would be starting caliber players?
Yeah, like maybe they play some special teams and stuff like that, but you'd look at it and say, ah, it's kind of a disappointing class, except for that guy, because that guy's an All-Pro.
So how do you feel about the 2020 draft in which all they got at this point is Jordan Love? Is that a great draft or not?
Considering you got your quarterback, I would say it's at least good. At least. Franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, the rest of them,
we'll see if he,
that basically
we'll
fall into that category.
Well, he's not an All-Pro yet, Jason. So, like, I mean, how much correct. I love Jordan Love is that, yeah, it's an important draft. It is, but... No, I mean, Jordan Love has not proven to be an All-Pro quarterback. He hasn't proven to be a stud on a consistent basis. So at this point, then no.
If he was an All-Pro, would that change?
He was an All-Pro. It changes everything because All-Pro at that position, it doesn't matter.
So All-Pro and everyone else is like the 2020 draft.
If Jordan Love was All-Pro, we wouldn't have been spending as much time nitpicking more than ever free agency than we ever have before.
That's fair.
And also, on top of that, Brad, what Brad's question is give me multiple All-Pros, because if you guys...
It was one All-Pro, and the rest are just guys, or like
of course,
three or
four. Give me seven, eight All-Pros.
Yeah,
of course.
The same old story, three or four just guys.
If he has four on his team, starters. I'll take it. Give me the garbage around him.
You were doing so well there. That was like such a great argument, and then you asked for four All-Pros.
Are you shocked?
No, not entirely.
But what do you think would help this team more, Jason?
Oh, stop it, Jason. Jason got me yesterday.
Oh, did you say it to him on Sunday Karma?
Of course, because it's what I do. I call Jason, I say, good morning, Jason. How you doing? And I said, dang it,
I'm doing good. How are you? And I doing said, well, doing well.
And I said, dang it,
so
Jason.
So disingenuous, it is. That
it's not. It is. I told Jason, I said, dang it, I forgot.
It's just habit right there. It's not genuine.
Maybe this Sunday.
I can only hope. Anyway, I thought regardless of your demands for multiple All-Pros after the fact, I thought your description was perfect. Like, yeah, Jordan Love is their starting quarterback. Most quarterbacks, if they're your starting quarterback, they kind of get the franchise quarterback title conferred to them. But I think he has to confirm that this season with his performance. And I don't know if he will or won't. I'm inclined, if you made me choose, to say that he will. But the bottom line is at this point, he has not played at such a remarkably high level that you sit there and go, well, it's okay that all the rest of the draft picks are gone and none of them were really impactful, important pieces of this roster over the years. Like, who's the next best player from that draft? John Runyon Jr.?
A.J. Dillon, maybe?
No. No.
Runyon at least, like, was a consistent, like, starter. He wasn't the best, but he was.
Yeah. A.J. Dillon was your running back, too.
They gift-wrapped the opportunity to be that they wanted to get rid of Aaron Jones. They wanted A.J. Dillon as a second-round pick, who we all loved. Great ambassador for Door County and swell fella. And, you know, Paula and the girls and I did a Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin event with him. I mean, swell guy. But when you get drafted in the second round, like Eddie Lacy was, well, I don't know, 25 times better of a second round pick.
That's true.
So my point is that if Jordan becomes what everyone hopes he will, then it won't matter. But given the way Brad kind of couched the question, I want solid starters, even if none of them are all pros, because that means that I got a bunch of guys that are helping me win a Super Bowl as opposed to one guy who, if an offensive or defensive coordinator says, we are not going to let that guy beat us, can be neutralized potentially. And then, you know, then your season is over, like the Packers season has been over repeatedly in recent years.
Yeah. And Jason, as it stands right now, because we don't know what's going to happen. Only Goody in the front office knows coming up next Thursday. Either. Well, that's true. The way the board falls will help figure that out for him. But that being said, right now, do you have more faith that the wide receiver group or the defensive line will have a better year next year?
Ooh, now that's an interesting question. So do I have to extrapolate out whether I believe he's going to make additions at each of those positions? Or are you saying if they have to go into the 2025 season exactly as they stand now at those positions, who am I a bigger believer in?
That latter portion, because I think your answer can ultimately help us, you know, dissect if it changes any opinion or sheds light as to maybe more optimism or hope that they go get a different or they get a guy to bolster up the one you don't think is going to be as good.
Yeah, I'm gonna choose the defensive line, but it is a really difficult question to answer. But I'm going to choose the defensive line for this reason. You got four first-round picks in that group, right? Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt inside, Lucas Van Ness and Rashawn Gary outside. Like, with that level of investment.
Man, that is crazy when you say that out loud. We all know it, but when you put it that way, it's like, wow. There are four guys up there that you have invested a lot of capital in and some contract extensions.
Right, and I would give them also the benefit of the doubt in this way, that they are guys that were all in a new system last year. You can't say that about the offense, right? All those guys were in the second or third year in the offensive system. Now, that doesn't mean – I personally believe that Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks are going to pop this year. I think they see the opportunity. I think Romeo Doubs is going to be productive so he can earn a contract somewhere else, because I personally, and I have no inside information whatsoever, I just think that after the way last year played out, the Packers would be reluctant to pay him. So I think he's going to be playing for a contract elsewhere. I think those other two are going to have a chance to really pop with Christian Watson sidelined till at least November, most likely. And so I'm not saying that I don't think that group can have its strong performances and breakthrough seasons that we waited for. But those defensive linemen, you know, Goody has said multiple times, well, it was a challenge to adjust to a new scheme, which is a little bit bogus because the two first-round picks on the edge both played with their hand down in college in the Big Ten, but okay. But if those guys really do adapt to the new system, then I like their chances of being a lot better, and so that's why I picked them.
Jason, when I look at this team, you just kind of answered a question that we defensive line and the wide receiver group, they're not great, but we know the wide receiver room, we're still hoping and wishing and thinking, okay, maybe Tay Wicks has that big year, or maybe Reed has the big year. Why doesn't Goody see what we see? Like, we obviously see that this team is full of Robins. You're full of a Christian Watson, a Romeo Doubs, a Tay Wicks, and a Reed, and you're missing your Batman. How is it that he doesn't see that?
Yeah, that's I don't know if I like the Robin.
They're Robins. They're not Batmans. They're not Batmans. They're Robin. And Robin, everybody loves Robin. Robin was good. He's the sidekick. I need me a Robin. But we need ourselves a Batman. Davante Adams was a Batman.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. You're having a really strong performance today.
Just stop. He was about to talk again.
414 day. That's why. Milwaukee day.
A Milwaukee icon, some might say.
Both of us.
Some.
Jason.
Some.
Just Kyle.
But look, I think here's the thing about this coming season, and this can be applied to answering your question. It can be applied. It's incredible to me, and I guess this is what happens when a team is constructed the way this team is, and having gone with so many draft picks and so many young guys for now multiple seasons, is that sooner or later, we need to get some concrete answers about a whole lot of people, right? About the wide receivers, about the quarterback. I think we know what Tucker Kraft is, but we're not sure what Luke Musgrave is. About what the reconfigured offensive line is. About what are they going to do if they really move on from Jaire Alexander? Can the defensive line rise up the way about, like, these can, are all
did you mention Jay Love
pieces of the equation that I just find myself wondering, has there been a team that went to the playoffs two straight years that I was less certain about just how good they're going to be than the 2025 Packers, right? Like, during the Rodgers years, you knew what Rodgers was. You always knew the baseline was, okay, they're going to make the playoffs. They're probably either going to win the division or come close to winning the division. Now, like, do I expect them to make the playoffs? Absolutely. You know, do I think that they're going to be a Super Bowl contender? I'm still not sure. I think they're more likely one than not, but I just don't have a lot of evidence to back up my theories about this team, and that's unusual when you've got as many guys who have played as long as these guys have played now.
Too much uncertainty going into next season. That's the problem.
Especially when Goody said championship window is open, sense of urgency is now.
Right. And by the way, you know, in my quarterback story for channel3000.com, I went back and listened to what Jordan Love said when he was on NFL Live at the Super Bowl, and he said inconsistency or inconsistent or lack of consistency about six times. I mean, he was all about that. And if they are able to be consistent with protection, with catching the ball after all those drops, if they can do all those things, then look out. But if they continue to be inconsistent, then they're going to be a middling playoff team and nothing more.
And that's all completely fair. And I'm anxious to see the draft because I think it'll be telling of – I'm never looking at the draft as somebody be like, if they get this guy, your hope is that obviously an earlier pick can make a big impact. They have found guys that have been able to step in and play and contribute, but I'm not looking at the draft and be like, this is the savior for the 2025 team. I mean, I think he believes in the guys that he's had, and he's went and got some things that he thinks he needed in free agency. And at this point, it's kind of up to the guys on the roster because they have played a lot together. And there's one thing that they have, and that's continuity in terms of time together. Now that just needs to show on the field. I don't know if that's a question, it's just an observation.
It's a great statement, Ben. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say in response, though.
Well, I appreciate all the hard work you did promoting our great Verizon campaign and look forward to seeing you up in Green Bay next Thursday. We'll talk to you on Thursday, and we can always hear you and go back and listen to anything Willie and Tausch on the new ESPN Wisconsin app.
I was in our local Verizon store the other day, and the woman asked me if I had entered the contest yet. And I took a picture of the banner, and she said, "Oh, are you interested?" I said, "Well, yeah, I'm definitely interested. I hope lots of people have entered. Are you going to enter?" "No, I'm not sure I'm eligible." "Oh, why not?" Then I had to go in and tell them that I'm Matt Brust. But Matt Brust, who's the manager of the store.
Well, I've been called Matt Brust by Tim Brando on college basketball broadcast before, so now it's I'm just Matt
for years.
Brust.
By the
I
way.
Know it's the second time I've been Matt Brust by Brando. Now there's a third Matt Brust. Are you joking? Was this a store manager?
Yeah, his name is Matt Brust.
Wow,
there it is.
Amazing.
That's hilarious.
No relation to you. Thank God for him.
Thank God for him. Thank you, Jason.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, listen to Jason Wilde and Tausch, 9 to noon across these very stations. Matt Brust.
I wonder what he's like.
Who?
Matt Brust.
Hey, ask Jason. He knows.
It's just fascinating,
I can try to get him on the phone if you want.
Do you know what Verizon Jason went to?
I have a pretty good guess.
Oh, you probably do. Yeah. I have one too now. I have the question now that I want to go further into because I don't know if the additions change that unless a first-round draft pick really impacts one of these position groups.
Which usually they should.
Maybe. Well, I said that's the thing. Usually they should, but we have a track record of the Packers' first-round draft picks and what they've done.
Man, it's crazy. Packers just give you ultimate job security. My goodness. Win a couple games, you can just mess up in the first round all the time. The draft class was awful. 2020 was awful.
Awful.
Just bad.
I mean, but Jordan Love.
I mean, the rest of it was bad.
But you got your quarterback.
Yeah, I guess so.
Who has a better year, the wide receivers or the defensive line? 800-990-3776. I'm actually torn. I think this is pretty tough. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Listen, Diana, that's her name. Listen, we all about positive manifestation. I like you, Diana. All it is
dirty
negative.
Diana.
Criticize.
Dirty Diana.
I love you, Kyle.
Love you too, girl.
I love you, Kyle.
I love you too. That's what I'm talking about. The real Packer Nation.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.